Welcome to the Future of UX podcast, where we explore the latest trends and tools in user experience design. My name is Patricia Reiners and I'm a UX and innovation designer from Berlin. In this episode, we will be exploring the exciting ways that emerging technologies are changing the landscape of UX design. So we will take a look at some of the most innovative and impactful applications of technologies like AR, VR, voice assistants, and also wearables in different industries. We will also discuss how these technologies are shaping the future of UX design and what we can expect to see in the years to come. So whether you are a UX designer yourself or simply interested in the latest trends in technology and in design, this episode is hopefully super interesting to you, with a lot of fascinating insights and of course inspiration. So let's dive in and explore the future of UX design together. And I would say, let's start by defining what we mean by emerging technologies. So in UX design, emerging technologies refer to new or evolving tools, devices, and software that have the potential to significantly impact the way users interact with digital products and services. And this is actually like a general explanation and not only for UX. I think it's important to mention. Examples of emerging technologies include virtual reality, augmented reality, voice assistants, and also wearables. And these technologies are becoming increasingly popular in UX design, and designers are finding innovative ways to incorporate them into their work. The use of emerging technologies in UX present, of course, like with basically everything, opportunities and challenges. And on the one hand, these technologies offer opportunities to create more immersive and engaging experiences, for example. When you think about virtual or augmented reality, it can really transport users to different environments and create more personalized experiences. And on the other hand, these technologies also present challenges such as technical limitations and ethical considerations. So designers must consider accessibility, privacy, and the potential for bias when incorporating emerging tech into their design. So what does the future of UX design look like in the context of emerging technologies? So I would say, as technology continues to evolve, the role and responsibilities of UX designers are likely to change. Designers will need to stay up to date with the latest tools and techniques and be adaptable to new design principles and best practices. They will also need to consider the ethical implications of using emerging technologies and create designs that are accessible to everyone. And I think at the moment that becomes super, super obvious, right? Because there are so many new AI tools popping out of the ground. Everyone is talking about it. They're changing different kind of workflows. Many of those tools are not on the market yet, but they have really cool and interesting promo videos where you can try things out already. Not everything works perfectly, but they are already like showing a direction. And the direction is that they some kind of like co-working with different features with the designer, so that a lot of the repetitive tasks, for example, are going to be done by an AI tool. And this is like pretty, pretty interesting and pretty fascinating how things are changing and how fast they are changing. So at the moment, the focus is so much on AI, but there are still a lot of other really interesting and important tools to keep in mind. And the most important thing is to really keep up to date what is going on. So I would say almost on a day-to-day basis, I talk to experts in this field. Sometimes through events, sometimes through my podcast, sometimes through interviews or even work when I'm working on these immersive or futuristic projects, and I'm talking to my colleagues there. So for me, it's always very interesting to understand or get a deeper understanding of the future of UX and emerging tech. And I really like to speak to these industry experts and these leaders and really understand and get their insights and experiences and predictions for the field. And one of my colleagues in a project actually noted that virtual and augmented reality will continue to evolve and, of course, become more user-friendly, leading to more widespread adoption in UX design. So another expert, or another friend of mine actually, emphasized the importance of creating inclusive and accessible designs that take into account the needs of all users, regardless of their abilities. And this might sound very, very basic to you, but it actually is not. So when you think about how VR is used at the moment, there are a million accessibility problems that need to be addressed, and where designers, also maybe you are listening to it, you want to get into the field, you're really interested in it, do an, for example, an accessibility review of a certain app, of a certain service, and redesign it through the UX process. This is super interesting, and we need people who are really going forward, rethinking ways that things are currently handled, and also present alternatives, right? So this is like a really interesting way how to get into the field. But I want to share a few examples also how emerging technologies are already being used in UX design. So when we think about augmented reality, it's used a lot in retail. So some retail brands are using augmented reality to create interactive experiences for their customers. For example, Sephora has an AR feature in their app that allows users to try on different makeup products virtually. So users can see how the product looks on their face using the app's camera and AR technology. This feature creates a more engaging and personalized experience for customers, which can lead to increased brand loyalty and sales, but most importantly, also for buying the right product that really looks good on your face, right? Like, I think a lot of people have experienced that. You buy a lipstick, you have maybe tried it in the store, but the light was a little bit different. And then you try it on at home and it looks absolutely horrible and you never really use them, right? Because with colors, we are designers, so we know that. Even certain tone differences make a huge difference in your face and for people. So I think this is a really good example where augmented reality makes a lot of sense. It's not just like a fancy add-on feature, but this is real value for the customer. And then the second example, voice assistants in healthcare. So voice assistants such as Amazon's Alexa or Google Home are becoming increasingly popular in the healthcare industry. So hospitals and clinics are using voice assistants to help patients schedule appointments, get medication reminders, and access medical information. So this technology creates a more convenient and accessible experience for patients, especially those with mobility or vision impairments. Super, super interesting, right? All the people that are mostly forgotten on a day-to-day basis, people who are alone, who have a lot of problems and who really need a lot of support, and everyone who has been in a hospital or in like an elderly care center knows how difficult it is for the people who are working there. They have a lot of things on their plate, they have a lot of things to do, and it's really difficult for them to really remind everyone, like personally, about like taking medications or even having basic conversations, right? So yeah, it's a problem about the healthcare system, so nothing that UX at the moment can solve, but technology can support or can help on certain tasks, like when it comes to healthcare. So I think this is pretty interesting. Especially your voice assistants are really, really helpful there. And then example number three is virtual reality and education. I'm sure that every one of us has tried that so far. VR technology is being used to create immersive and interactive learning experiences for students, for example. So some schools are using VR headsets to take students on virtual field trips to historical sites or scientific research facilities. And this technology allows students to explore and learn in a way that would not be possible with traditional classroom materials, right? Because you can see 3D materials that can even be, if you're have a course in like biology and you're learning about like the human heart, for example, you can really see it in three dimensions. You can like open it up, you can click on the different kind of like layers. So it's like very interactive, and it feels real, and it also provokes emotion, which makes it much more easier to learn. Okay, let's go to the point number four, which are variables in fitness. So fitness brands are incorporating variable technologies such as smart watches or fitness trackers into their products to create a more personalized and also data-driven experience for users. So I'm especially referring to the Apple Watch, for example, or any kind of smart watches. And these variables can track metrics like heart rate, steps taken, calories burned, allowing users to really set and track fitness goals. And this technology motivates users to stay active and healthy while also creating a more engaging experience, right? This is something that has evolved over the last years. A lot of people are using these variables that, you know, can be rings, it can be any kind of like clip-ons, it can be watches. And they are tracking many, 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 many things, which is really helpful for the fitness, for the wellness, and for the health industry. Okay, so let's do a little conclusion. I would say the impact of emerging technologies on your UX design is super complex and also rapidly evolving, right? So when you think about like 5 or 10 years back, all these topics were not there yet. So in our career, a lot of things are going to change in the next years. Pretty fascinating. And designers really must stay up to date on the latest trends and techniques and need to be adaptable to new design principles and best practices. They also really must consider the ethical implications of using emerging technologies and create designs that are accessible to everyone. Accessibility is a huge topic. We haven't really touched base on it in this episode, but I think it's really important. The same with like the ethical factors, right? When you think about all the data that you're gathering, also through like fitness tracking, what happens with the data? Is it safe? Is it secure? How is it used, right? So I really hope that this episode has provided you with valuable insights and perspectives of the future of UX. If you want more resources, please subscribe to my newsletter. I'm sharing a lot of like resources there for books, for materials, for educational content, freebies as well. So a lot of really cool things, everything for free. So yeah, a great resource for you if you like that podcast. And I would say thank you so much for listening. I'm really looking forward to hearing your thoughts and feedback. You can always reach me on Instagram at ux.patricia or future of ux on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening, and hear you in the future.